Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Kind of out of the blue, I got a text from Brett Boone saying, "I think the Cubs might be for real. Hope you're doing great, Booney."
I'm sorry. Let me just pause and ruminate on that. Brett Boone, brother of Aaron Boone, Brett Boone, big leaguer, podcaster, part of the Odyssey family, son of Bob Boone, grandson of Ray Boone.
Yes.
Damn. Is allowing you, Mark Grody, to know him as Booney. Now, is that, I mean, can you call him that? He signs it. I guess that means it's a green light to discuss.
I think that was the green light. I honestly, like, I don't remember if when I talked to him last night, if I ever referred to him. I'm not sure if I felt comfortable doing it yet, even though he did. You're right. He gave the green. And afterwards, I said.
So he was on the show last night.
He was on the show last night.
But you didn't refer to him as Booney.
I don't know. Alex, do you have any proof of whether or not I called him Booney?
I will have
night.
To go check that and go back through the interview.
Oh, okay. I thought, for some reason, I thought you had said that.
I listened to it, but I can't. I wasn't listening for you.
I might not
referring
have.
To him as Booney
because this
you
was
need,
just like
you need,
over.
You need a real clear green light for something like that.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, but I will say that I did do the thanks for coming on. Great as always, and he writes back, "My pleasure. We can do it anytime."
How about that?
Anytime.
You've got a textual relationship with Brett Boone.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's no Joe Buck, but I got to start somewhere.
Hey, man, Joe Buck never played the game.
That's great point. I'm on his VIP list. The only other guy, like, who else on the VIP list? One of many guys, actually. Trey Wingo. I'm on the Trey Wingo VIP list. I don't
you
know
are.
If that's as great, but
I can speak to that. He does like talking
yeah,
to Mark Grody.
Yeah, you tell him anytime he wants to talk. I don't know what I did.
I mean, good. For you,
yeah,
but due respect, no, this is a ball player, man.
Yeah,
like when the ball player either uses the nickname or gives you a nickname. Did you hear White Sox pitcher Shane Smith and his interview with me on Hit and Run a couple of weeks ago? He was done with me, but he said it in a nice way.
But I do. I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good. I got to let you go, Maddie.
How
so
good
Shane
did you
Smith.
Feel?
Oh man, I felt great.
Oh yeah.
I got a Maddie from Shane Smith.
Right.
It's like you're on the team at this point.
Totally.
So, but you
it's like that, is it?
Sean, has a ball player ever called you?
You're
Shawnee?
Right. You're right. I
Searsy.
Yeah.
Has that ball player ever texted you and
no, just Mark Grody.
Put his nickname on there?
The Searsy.
Okay. So you know, nice try, pal.
You're right.
Back off. All right, so you talked to Brett Boone about his baseball family,
didn't you?
The aforementioned Bob and Ray, not Bob and Ray, but Bob Boone and Ray Boone.
Right.
And the three generations.
You want to hear what he had to say
I do.
About that? Here it is.
Well, we've got there's a few of us that have three generations, so it's the Bells, it's Hairstons, and
yes.
It's the Boones.
Oh.
So a good friend of mine, you know, I'm actually friendly with Jerry and David Bell. Was a teammate of mine in Seattle.
Okay.
So, you know, to be honest with you, no, that's more for for the press. And that was, when I was playing, it was a cute story to open a series. Oh, third generation player.
Right.
But when we get together, that's kind of the last thing we ever talk about. That being said, you're very proud of what my family's been able to accomplish in the game of baseball, starting with my grandpa. He was the patriarch, and he kind of laid the foundation. And I look at this, I look at my dad, his success. I look at my brother and what he was able to do. So anything at this age, where I'm getting to in life, I just look back and I'm pretty proud. I'm pretty proud of the things to this day that we've accomplished and still accomplishing.
That's really awesome. And the fact that he mentions the Hairstons, because I had Jerry Hairston Jr. on Hit and Run a few weeks ago, now doing television work for the Dodgers. And Jerry Hairston Jr., I asked him about his baseball family.
We just love being around the ballpark. I think that was the thing, as kids, we wanted to be with our dads. My father wanted to be with his dad. I wanted to be with my dad. And it just so happened we're at ballparks. And there's no other better place to be as a kid than a big league ballpark. Pick up a bat, hit a ball, catch it, throw it, run around the stadium.
Yeah.
And we just developed a love of baseball. We were very fortunate to get a chance to play. Some of us played the big leagues, and some of us played minor league baseball. So we're just very fortunate to get that opportunity.
So Jerry Hairston's brother, Scott Hairston, also played.
Yep, Baltimore, I want to say.
Yes. Yeah. Their father, Jerry Hairston Sr., played. Their uncle, Johnny Hairston, played. And their grandfather, Sam Hairston, played. Folks, that's five.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hairstons.
That is the preeminent baseball family of all time.
Wow.
I'm going to give them five because they're three generations, like the Boones and the Bells, and like the Colemans, the Jerry Coleman, Joe Coleman, and another Joe Coleman. I don't really know them too well.
Yeah.
But three generations, but five total Hairstons is pretty awesome.
I love it. And I want to go through some of these, but I do like to compare them. There's like the original crime families, the Bananos, the Columbos, the Gambinos, the Genovese. I lean towards the Genoveses. I like their work. The Lucchese's.
I have a great deal of respect for all of them.
Yeah, you never know who's listening.
A tremendous deal of respect.
I'm a big Gambino guy, let me tell you. But yeah, the...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Alomars, of course, Sandy of the Alomars.
And Roberto.
Robbie of the Alomars.
And their dad, Sandy.
Senior. Sandy Senior.
Yes. How about the Alus?
Yes.
The Alus, you got Moises Alou.
Cubs.
And then his father, I believe, was Felipe.
Correct. Montreal manager?
Yes.
And maybe Marlins, too, at some point in time?
And Felipe's brothers, Maddie Alou. And Jesus Alou,
yeah.
All three of them played the outfield together in one game.
Oh, wow. So, oh, that's fantastic.
And then my father used to tell me about the other Alou brother, Hullab.
Was that the joke?
Hullab Alou. Thank you very much.
It's a Hullab Alou.
That's right. And then I added Boog Alou.
Boog?
And Toot. Toodaloo.
Okay.
But yeah, Hullab. Oh my dad always, Hullab. He always used to get me with that.
That deserved a rib shot.
Thank you.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Please do.
Everybody, especially you.
Okay.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Do it.
Mel Rojas was a cousin of the Illus. Is a cousin of the Illus. Mel Rojas, a 1997 Chicago Cub.
Terrible closer.
Was a terrible closer because he should have been the eighth inning guy. I have to go back and look, but I think there was some reason why Mel Rojas, sort of like LaTroy Hawkins.
I think they signed him to and said, oh, he's a great eighth inning guy. Let's make him a ninth inning guy.
And then he did the thing. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But how about that? Mel Rojas.
I didn't know he was the Illus
cousin.
We're
not even doing the cousins here. I mean.
No, we can't.
Some
families do, and I guess that's okay for them.
How about the Gurriels, man? The Gurriels and the Fright. Did
Thanks,
I just miss
guys.
Something?
Sorry, no, you're good.
Did I let it
Lourdes
go?
And Unieski?
Yeah, yes.
And who else?
Yuli. Who is the best of the bunch?
Oh, Ulieski. Yeah.
Is it Ulieski? I just knew him as Yuli Gurriel.
He just got cut the other day.
Did he?
San Diego, I think.
Two-time World Series champion. I mean, he was great. He was great with Houston.
They kept Jason Hayward instead of Ulieski Gurriel. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. So you got the Gurriels.
Yeah.
How about the Delahunties? The Delahunties, there were five Delahunty brothers that all played in like 1905 or something.
I was going to say, I don't remember the Delahunties.
I think Ed is in the Hall of Fame, Delahunty. But then the other four didn't. But there's five players. But it was at a time when I believe there was 17 players in the entire league. You know? Yeah, it was really? Like, we need another player. Get us another Delahunty.
Is young Johnny 16 yet? Can we get him in here? He's going to play for the Genoveses if we don't. He's going to go to a crime family if we don't get him into this family.
Right. If he doesn't play ball, we'll make him a Genovese. Again, tremendous respect for the Genovese family.
And for the Bananos and the Columbos.
Absolutely.
And the Gambinos.
And the Illus, while we're at it.
And the Illus.
You never know.
How about the Bells? Can you do Bells?
Tremendous respect. Oh, what? Buddy.
Buddy, yes.
David Bell.
David Bell.
Buddy Bell was a terrific player.
Terrific.
And their dad was Gus Bell.
I knew David Bell and Buddy Bell. I could not have done Gus. There's a Mike Bell, apparently.
I don't know Mike Bell.
Yeah, so you don't go four Bells.
Yeah,
you go,
and then there's a lot of second generations. There's tons of them. People are texting in Yogi Berra and Dale Berra, of course.
Yeah.
Ripken, Cal Sr. And Cal Jr.
How
and
about
Billy.
This one? A name we mentioned earlier, the Encarnaciones. Aren't there at least three Encarnaciones?
I'm not aware if they're related or not.
Juan, right? They are related. Well, let's check
related.
That to the internet.
Yeah.
Check that out, guys. Let's see. Are the Encarnaciones all related?
I mean, there's a million. George Brett's brother, Ken Brett, you know?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. There's a Ken Brett that played baseball?
Absolutely.
I don't remember. Absolutely.
Pitcher.
Okay.
Left-handed
Take
pitcher.
Take it easy over there.
Sorry.
Ken Brett.
I know a lot of stupid baseball stuff.
No, I mean, you got me there. I don't remember it. Have we covered them all? The Boones, the Illus, the Alomars, the Gurriels, the Bells, the Encarnaciones, the Harrisons.
How many Molina brothers? How many Molina catchers
the Molina
were there?
Molina brothers! Were there
more Molina catchers or more Gramatica kickers?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Or more Hilgenberg centers?
Yes. Now, there's a segment.
Yeah. Texter, Todd Bell.
Yes. Todd Bell.
Same bear.
I don't think he's related.
He sat out the 85 season.
All right, well, this has been useful.